Exclusive: GOP chair says more indictments possible in Florida fake voter guide case. By Marianne Angela on July 11, 2026. The chairman of the St. Johns County Republican Party in Florida said more people could face criminal charges as prosecutors pursue a case involving an alleged fake voter guide scheme tied to the 2024 Republican primary. Speaking with host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, St. Johns County GOP Chairman Denver Cook said he believes the investigation may not be over, noting that additional evidence could emerge as the criminal case moves through the courts. "I expect that this will go on. I presume there will be civil suits related to this as well. And just because indictments are filed one way, if further evidence is uncovered in the process of these people being brought in and being forced to testify," Cook said, "I assume that should something further be uncovered, that further charges or further people could be indicted in the future. There's no guarantee of that. But right now, this is a live criminal prosecution." Cook also said that investigators uncovered what he described as a coordinated effort to mislead Republican voters by distributing counterfeit voter guides bearing the local GOP's branding. "I had said that we were filing formal complaints. This led to them trying to cover up their illegal activity. And I spent 2 years working with investigators as much as I could and pressing to get the indictments finally forwarded," Cook told Boyle. "I've sent you and others the indictment details, a sworn affidavit, and it just shows a shocking calculated criminal conspiracy that was done to subvert the voice of the St. Johns County Republican Party." Cook said the operation involved thousands of mailers and significant financial backing, calling it a deliberate attempt to influence the outcome of local Republican races. "It was a mass-scale deception involving tens of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of mailers, and a deliberate attempt to override the votes of the party itself, who voted to support these people. And to weaponize our official party logo and our name to the super voters in our community," Cook revealed. "They were planning on sending those to the, you know, in our elections in St. Johns County, there's about 25,000 super voters. Those are the ones that determine what happens in a primary." Although the defendants are Republicans, Cook said party affiliation should not shield anyone from prosecution, anyone who violates the law or commits fraud, regardless of party. "And I've stressed, and we've talked privately in the past, what I think our citizens demand when it comes to election integrity and the way our government functions is accountability, oversight, and we're not seeing that. And finally with this, after 2 years of pushing, we are seeing accountability and transparency." Breitbart News reported on Tuesday that five people, including two St. Johns County commissioners and a St. Augustine Beach commissioner, were charged over an alleged scheme to distribute counterfeit Republican voter guides during the 2024 primary election. Prosecutors accused the group of creating unauthorized voter guides designed to resemble official Republican Party endorsements, and one political consultant also faces a felony charge for allegedly destroying or concealing evidence during the investigation. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Denver Cook, July 11, 2026. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.